Yo, you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. This is the greatest city in America. I'm just setting up. I'm going to play some PSA, and then I'm going to play stuff from Amherst, Massachusetts, which is maybe barely a city, a town, but I think the general region, and it's had enough impact that I can make a whole episode of it. Plus, I kind of want to just, I'm thinking about going there. So, we'll be into that. But first, the PSA.
University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Yo, Farmers Market. I might play this first song by Supreme D. I can't say their full name. And I might try to talk over it. New tech, if this will play. This computer. But yeah, I think the main reason that Amherst has like any kind of interesting music scene is because of the connection with like all the colleges in the region. Being like weird liberal arts New England spots. Specifically like Hampshire College, which is where this band originated, is like a super kind of radical experimental thing in like college education. It reminds me of where I went to my, like, if you know me, or if, even if you don't, you might not know about it, but I went to this Sudbury style model school that was like basically not a real school. And so this is like the college version of that. And I know people from my school who decided to, like, go on to even more of, like, a, yeah, hippie radical college. But I think because of that, it has, like, been able to spur, I don't know, unique, interesting, like, music. I think, like, three of the people who played in Orchid went there originally. Like, I read an interview where they don't really credit the creative environment, like, fully for, you know, why they... started or what their influence was, but they like that's certainly a part of it. And then like Smith College being there, University of Massachusetts Amherst, Amherst College. I have a friend who goes to UMass, and so visiting that, it was just such like an idyllic kind of like college town experience vibe that. Probably still has a pretty good scene, but I can't always be as tapped in with all of that. One of the biggest artists from there has been Dinosaur Jr. and like their offshoot projects. So I'm kind of gonna do like a chronology of, what that has looked like. They actually started as this like hardcore band, Deep Wound, 1982, super like fast. Kind of the invention of like grindcore, starting that up, and I've only listened to them more like recently. I actually made the connection that like basically three or four of them were the members who then went on to form Dinosaur Jr. afterwards. But I'm gonna use this opportunity to just play a few of my favorite Boston hardcore bands from that era, SSD, and I'll play like a half-hour song just because I can do what I want, and then. You'll hear a few like fast songs by Deep Wound, and maybe you can kind of tell how that became more like the Dinosaur Jr. sound that you're on. So I'll let this fade out, and then you'll hear a very different vibe.
feel like you've lost your mind. We're blind force, but it's so hard to find. When the walls are stealing, no one knows how to fall. Now the truth that you have found in this door for now. It's the only place to go. Walk for the days on to the people who are not in that. Now there's also one to go. All of all the nightmares up in the town. Oh, fuck!
That was two songs by Deep Wound. Lou's Anxiety Song, I'm assuming Lou Barlow. Then Don't Need, and then before that it was Have Heart, What Counts, and one of my favorite Boston hardcore bands, SSD Control, Get It Away. Yeah, just to kind of paint a picture of the like scene of hardcore at the time that Deep Boom was playing in. And like to start like in the middle of like Western Mass, you know, not like in New York, not in like the heart of Boston, not like in DC at the time. And then actually have like an impact on like the super fast style that like appeals to me a lot is interesting. And then to see like half of them go on to do very different sounding music, yeah, it's cool to trace that. I have like some more lore about the way that they've either like reunited or played different songs, different parts of their bands over the time, but I'm gonna get into that after I play some of those other bands. I'll play some Dinosaur Jr. and then maybe some of their offshoot, Lou Barlow's, when he was like kicked out of the band in the late 80s or 90s, did Sabado. So I'll play a song with them too, which is will be quite different, but I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
ambition or true desire. The thrill of discovery, divine intervention, cruel, cruel change, the pain of rejection.
That was the one Dinosaur Jr. song I'm going to play, and then their offshoot, Sabado. Sorry about the Michael Jackson next to me. It's definitely good music. He's bad.
He's bad, and I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, guys. Sun Kill Moon, I don't know. Certainly. Should I play that song, guys?
He's bad.
Yeah, he's bad. If I have enough time at the end, you're gonna get to hear "He's Bad." You should stay in for that. No, I'm not gonna tap you into.
Turn me on.
Wait. Which one is this? Mic two or three?
Two.
Two.
Wait, it might be three.
Hello. You're on everything.
Hello.
Is it going? Like,
it's doing something.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello world.
Hello world. I was going to give some lore in my deep research for this episode, my Wikipedia research. So Sonic Youth played a show at Smith College in 2004, which you might, yeah, which you might, yeah, know about. How were the vibes?
How's the vibes?
I heard, I was reading Kim Gordon used to live there, but she moved to L.A.
That's
kind of a poser move, if you ask me.
Yeah, like when? Like when she turned 70? Or like when she...
Yeah, for her 60th birthday.
I need to go to the big city. I'm done with Northampton.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think it is. Okay, Mike too. Yeah. Well, what I read is that, okay, so this band Sabado, which was like Lou Barlow's like offshoot from Dinosaur Jr. I think they don't have beef.
Album covers is kind of weird.
It is like a weird collage-y burnt out thing. Yeah. I don't know. Their music's interesting. It's like kind of collage-y in itself. It sounds like a bunch of stuff at once, but
wait, that wasn't the one I was talking about.
Oh, this one?
Check out their other ones.
Oh, like the first one? If this will load. This one?
That one. Wow, this is really good for radio.
Yeah, this is great for radio. Yeah, no, this is
awesome. This is good radio.
Yeah, you guys can see what I'm talking about. I'm describing it so well. But let me get to the plot. Okay,
sorry,
so
I'm ruining your show.
So, yeah. So, so Sonic Youth, 2004, opening for them at Smith College, Sabado. People think that, like, you know, half the members of Dinosaur Jr. and that they're going to do a few Dinosaur Jr. songs. They come in, they do one, and then suddenly there's this reunion for their first... Instead of playing any Dinosaur Jr., they play, like, a one-minute set of their first band, Deep Wound, which, if you were listening at the beginning, is, like, this grindcore, like, super-fast power violence band that they started in, like, 82 when they went to, like, UMass. And, yeah, it's just... Keep people on their toes. I also read that, like, Dinosaur Jr. were just banned from, like, every venue in Amherst for playing too loud and just, like, being too rowdy for Western Mass. But in that spirit of connection, I do just want to play some Sonic Youth because I like this song.
What song is it?
I'm going to play Titanium Expose off of Goo. You'll know it. It's a long one. And then I'm going to play a Pixies song because the Pixies met, I think, going to UMass or Hampshire or, you know, in the educational region, Valley over there.
Yeah, the, like, seven colleges.
Yeah, what are they called? Pioneer Valley is actually what it's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They're pioneers. All right, enjoy. We'll be right back.
I know his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place with her lips she said, she said it by
Gigantic, gigantic, I'm peeping love.
That was Gigantic by the Pixies. One of my mom's favorite songs are, not my sister show, but Show Tomorrow, La Mezcla, was doing an episode where they were like, send in your parents' favorite songs like when they were your age. And so I asked my mom and she was like, I think the Pixies and something else. But this is one of the first like records on vinyl I ever had, because she just like had it in her collection. So I don't know if I really like this whole album, but it might just be like veiled in the nostalgia of being like 11 years old and like hearing stuff on record for the first time. But got ties to Amherst. Before that, it was Titanium Exposed by Sonic Youth. I'm gonna play some more, I don't know, Gazy stuff. The Swirlies are, I think, founded in Boston, but definitely played like all over Western Mass as well. Like all those college shows originally. And then after that, I'm gonna play a song by War Machine, which is like this contemporary band from, I think, they go to UMass Amherst. They're on like Julia's War, so that's that Philly crossover, you know, record label, that connection, kind of, which I think is like any exciting like shoegaze nowadays goes out on. Yeah, enjoy.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Okay. That was. Hey, I'm talking. This was a War Machine. No, you can keep it singing. You know, it's like give some high. But War Machine, modern, contemporary, Amherst band. Before that, it was a song by the Swirlies that I like. But maybe it's just bathed in nostalgia for the 90s. Now maybe hardcore screamo section. There's these two songs by Orchid called Amherst Pandemonium, part one and two, which are pretty weird and short, but I think I need to play them because they have the name. And then I'll play some stuff by Ampere, which is like an offshoot some of the people in Orchid did like in the 2000s. Even like quicker, shorter songs that are not fully. They're good though. And maybe then play some of their hits. And see if we have time for some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Should I play He's Bad? Alright, I'm going to play my two favorite Orchid songs, and then I'll play some of the best music ever made. Yeah, wait for a treat at the end, and then I'll be taken off the air for good, I think. It's the fun...
It's let him around your kids, you're a fucking...
Hey. You fucking, bro! This is the risk we take. But, no, I mean, it's the last episode of the semester, I think I'm doing. You, Tim, I'm not talking to you. I'm just looking right at you. And yeah, we're just gonna play some Screamo, and I'm gonna yell at him.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are in for a treat. Sorry to leave you with this. Have a good night.
All day we were stuck at the airport in Newcastle. What a lousy night before, and now with our flight to Holland canceled. Pretty girl with long blonde hair and light blue eyes sat behind us staring off into her cyber life. I asked, are you on the next flight to Amsterdam too? She said, no, I'm off to Greece. I said, ah, what is it that you do? She said, I'm a dancer doing a production based on Michael Jackson. The guys asked what her and I talked about. I said, a Michael Jackson dance production. They said, did you hear the latest on him? They found child porno at his place. An animal torture video. Some blah 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 blah. Whoa 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 whoa. Blah 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 blah. Whoa 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 whoa. Blah 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 blah. Whoa 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 whoa. Blah 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 blah.